Be careful what you read. September 27. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Age after age the curiosity of men has led them to seek for the tree of knowledge, and often they think they are plucking fruit most essential, when, like Solomon in his research, they find it altogether vanity and nothingness in comparison with the science of true holiness. Books from the pens of infidels should have no place in the libraries of those who would serve God. They will make better kindling material for your stove than food for the mind. Infidel books have been a cause of ruin to many souls. Men have studied these books of Satan's inspiration, and they have become confused in regard to what was truth. Satan stands at the side of him who opens an infidel book, and he will educate the mind that peruses such literature, and so bewitch the soul that it will be almost impossible to break the infatuation. Let no believer flatter himself that his mountain standeth sure, and that he will never be moved away from his position of faith. We are surrounded by unbelief. The very atmosphere seems charged with it, and only by constant effort can we resist its power. Those who value their soul's salvation should shun infidel writings as they would shun the leprosy. To the youth I would say, be careful what you read. So long as the mind is directed into wrong channels by an improper course of reading, it is impossible for you to make the truth of God the constant subject of meditation. If there was ever a time when a knowledge of the Scriptures was more important than at any other, that time is the present. I appeal to old and young, make the Bible your textbook. Here you will find the true standard of character. Do not devote the precious talent of sight to reading that which will not benefit you. The powers of mind and soul and body are to be sanctified to the Lord Jesus, who has bought you with his blood.